RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
What time is it?
It's Brody time!
Excuse me. Couldn't get to the cough button there in time.
Didn't notice.
Did you just put on your Cubs World Series ring?
It feels good. And I know how much you hate the fact that I got a ring.
Yeah, the Hall of Famer, one of the greatest middle linebackers in Bears history, indeed, down here with Mike Singletary.
Did you see Die Hard?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too. That was awesome.
Thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Samurai.
Down to Mark Grody.
Hey, Cordero, can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't even talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So it's been kind of a devastating day for me with Bubba and then the bird. So
Bubby.
And when the Patriots took a 3-0 lead.
No, Les. The Bears were America's team. What are you talking about?
No, they weren't.
They weren't.
Yeah, everybody.
Sure they were.
Everybody. You weren't down there. I was.
Mark Grody, go ahead. Unmute Mark.
Here I am. Unmuted.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
What's happening? How is your recovery coming along? Because that's what it continues to feel like this week. It's not like the typical Bears loss hangover where you pop your Advil or extra strength Tylenol, whatever it is, your choice of pain reliever is, marijuana, and you're okay maybe after about 4 or 5 o'clock the next day. But this one hit differently, and it's still the way I feel. I just ran into Tyler Buterbaugh, one of our fine producers here at The Score, and I just said, hey, how you doing? Like, just like the innocuous question that we all ask each other when we see each, hey, what's up? How you doing? He's like, oh, man. Yeah, I mean, Sunday and Monday and today, I'm still kind of reeling. I'm like, yeah, that's what we were talking about yesterday, that this is a recovery week that we are all involved in. Our producer tonight is Leo Stotterer, and he has opened the phone lines, I noticed. 312-644-6767 is the number. That is where you can Call if you would like. Pardon me. Got a little bit of a cold here. You can call or you can text. And I see here, Leo, I don't know if you see it the same way I do, but I'm just looking at the text line. Somebody got blocked. Somebody just got blocked from the text line. I didn't block anybody, but it's up there. At least this computer is the one that I'm on right now. It is shaded. A 309 number has been blocked from sending messages to the 312-644-6767.
I'm not sure. That must have been Shane or Tanny.
Oh,
that
yeah.
wasn't me.
Well, I don't know who. It could have been Matt or Danny. So I'm just saying there's been some blocking going on. Somebody must have said something. Somebody must have said something that hit just a little bit incorrectly. But we are open. I don't necessarily plan to block anybody on the text line tonight. I mean, it does take a lot for any of us to do that. We've all had to do it before because personal is personal, and sometimes you can only let it go so far. So that is my guess as to what happened and why I sit in the chair here in our fine Score studios downtown and see that somebody has been blocked. Another thing that I saw right before I came in here, Tariq Cohen, the ex-Chicago Bear, had a tryout for Carolina today. That's per Brad Biggs. Biggs always gets these nuggets. One of the connections, though, is that where are they now? Chris Tabor. Remember Chris Tabor? Chris Tabor, the ex-Bears special teams coach, is now the special teams coach in Carolina. And it just got me thinking about Tariq Cohen. Doesn't he kind of owe the Bears? You know what I mean? Like, doesn't he? You know, he's only 28 years old, Tariq Cohen. It feels like so long ago that it all went down with Tariq Cohen. And because it was such an arduous, long process, and I was there for all of it, you know, is he okay? Is there something more to it than you guys are telling us? Is it career threatening? And we just receive very little concrete on the record information on what was a torn ACL and a torn MCL, and one that clearly has put a dent and potential end to his career, but he's still getting tryouts and getting a tryout with Carolina. But yeah, I feel like Tariq Cohen somehow, some way, owes the Bears, and I only say that because he doesn't really owe anybody. I mean, it's almost, you almost feel good for him as a human being because he gets the 3-year, what was it, $18 million deal. I don't know how much of it was guaranteed or how that works, quite frankly, after the injury, what the injury settlement is at that point. But 3 years and 17 and a quarter is what it is in September 20th of 2020. And then a couple weeks later in Atlanta, again, torn ACL, torn MCL. And that would ultimately, after a long process of, oh, he's still out into the next year, this arduous recovery. And remember all the Instagram photos and all of that popped up. And it was just, you rooted for him and you cut. They gave the indication that he might be able to play again. I remember one of the things I tweeted, and probably other people on the beat as well. I'm not the only one who had eyes on Tariq Cohen, but when he was out on the field and not practicing, because he was always out there with the guys, always did that. He was one of those guys that went away, and he was dancing one day. I was like, ooh, Tariq Cohen's out there dancing. He is good to go. He is ready, but then never again. So Tariq Cohen, you know, he was a blast in he had a nice 2017, his rookie year, which kind of moved well. The momentum was still there into 2018. He had a great season in 2018, and then Matt Nagy didn't know how to get him open anymore, and then the injury, and then he's gone. So what, you know, looked like a guy who was going to be around for a long time and probably rack up some pretty decent numbers for the Bears in a lot of different capacities. Like, it felt like his game was going to age well and all of that stuff, and then nothing. Remember, great punt returner, too, really good special teams. He was quite a player that never really panned out with the Chicago Bears. 312-644-6767. I see you guys jumping in. I'll get to here in a second, but do want to get into the Cubs a little bit. And I've got some Bears to come back to, but sidetracked early by Tariq Cohen, as I just found out these things before I came into the studio. It just got me thinking about Tariq Cohen. I don't know that he's actually a fit for the Bears or what kind of shape the guy is in, for that matter. But the Cubs are at Colorado tonight, 7:40, looking for two in a row in this three-game series before they go to Arizona, by the way. Javier Assad scheduled to start for the Cubs against Chris Flexen for Colorado tonight. But last night was kind of a blast to watch the game. And I forgive any runs in any scenario, especially late in the game, as it did happen to the Cubs, where you're like, okay, this is no time for the Rockies to be winning the first game of the series. But the Cubs win that game yesterday, 5-4. Of course, Yan freaking Gomes with the two-run single in the ninth inning to make it 5-4. Just really one-upping himself for the RBI hit he had earlier in the game. It's unbelievable. There's a top 10 list of Yan freaking Gomes' big moments to basically win games for the Cubs. And not all of them with the bat. A lot of them with the bat. But there was a couple with the glove as well. One specific where he threw a guy out at second, and it was of heavy-duty consequence. I don't remember exactly who they were playing. Probably somebody out there remembers it. But the point is, I'll start with Yan freaking Gomes, but the Pete Crow Armstrong factor last night, he was just out there bouncing around. Here he comes. The guy that I have been complicit in building up since I was doing overnights for Grobber when I did my overnight season. I don't even know if I did it for a year. It was a season. And a sports radio season is what it was. And hey, Sean Sears and I still tweet out loud about PCA, and he's coming. You know, Sean covers or like pays a little bit more attention than I do because he's into the really nitty gritty. He's kind of a minor league nerd, all that kind of stuff, which I appreciate about him. But he'd have the videos ready for me and the catches. So PCA was sort of this mystical thing that we just talked about. And I didn't really watch him play baseball, but I saw the highlights. And I mean, it's neat to say PCA, and it's neat to say Pete Crow or Armstrong. And then all of a sudden, there he was. Comes bouncing into the game. He's a pinch runner. All of a sudden, David Ross puts on a, let's get you going, man. He's leaning. I saw him out there. He's bouncing around, getting a nice lead. He's giving away the fact that a hit and run is about to come. And it was successful. It was successful in that they stayed out of the double play. So there's PCA bouncing around at second base. And all right, next bat. There he goes. PCA running for third base. And he is out at third. Oh, and he just bounced back up. And you could tell he was really pissed off. And but he bounced back into the dugout, and there was PCA in full effect. And he just seemed like a super ball out there. He just like a blast of a player. That's what it felt like. He just, let's go. PCA lived up to my own little world of hype, I would just have to say. Now there's plenty more. Like tonight, he is batting eighth and starting in center field tonight. So, and hey, Coors Field, is it still Coors Field? Yeah. It is not an easy place to play. Maybe one of the most difficult places in all of baseball to play the outfield, period, let alone center field, because there's some odd depth to it. I mean, you got to cover a lot of ground out in Colorado. So it's going to be fun, though, man. Just from the beginning, I hope they zero in on him. Going, let's see him bouncing out to center field. The bunt. He got in that bat in the game, and there he bounces up to the plate. He's got his little stance. Here we go. Let's take a swing up, shortens up, and pushes a bunt to the left side of the diamond, and it was perfectly executed. Got to see him bounce down the baseline. So it was all good, man, and for real, I am looking forward. It's always exciting when a new, you know, well-discussed prospect, well-hyped prospect comes up. We've seen it on both sides of town a ton, and it's always fun. It's always fun to see, and PCA has just been this thing that I feel like I was kind of, even though I wasn't, I was kind of in on the ground floor. Like, I was in on PCA before a lot of people were, or really talking about it, because, you know, I had 5 hours of live radio a night on the overnight. So yeah, sometimes you gotta go with the futures stories, things like that. Let next day's news, next month's news. We just did next year's news sometimes on the overnights. But yeah, it was very cool to see. And today, do we have a little bit of audio here discussing PCA? We got Nico Horner, right? No, we do not. Okay. We are eventually going to hear from Nico Horner, who was talking about PCA and the experience that he was. Another guy who is blowing me away for the Cubs. And look, I don't have a great record on evaluating recent Cubs pitchers. I did not evaluate Justin Steele particularly well, but I'm watching more closely now than I was at the end of last year, admittedly. But Jordan Wicks, man, I did not expect any of this from Wicks, what he's doing. I was very excited when they brought him up, but I did not expect 4 really good performances, including one that was absolutely dominant. The first one against Pittsburgh, when he did the 9 strikeouts to 0 walks. Was it? Did he even walk a guy in that game? And Jordan Wicks too. He looks like an adult. Like, he looks older, and I think it's the glasses, like the sports goggles that are, I think they're black, aren't they? That really stand out and make him look a little bit more mature, I think. So he looks older, and he pitches like he's an adult out there. You know what I mean? Like, he seems like he knows what he's doing. And we know that there's plenty of tuning up that he's probably got to do, and I'm not putting him in as a Cy Young candidate, but he really looks like he knows what he's doing out there. The way he works the plate and painting the inside and outside corner, he has been a pleasure to watch so far for the Cubs. So that's Wicks. And I got a couple other Cubs things that I want to talk about. But let's go back to Nico Horner today, who was on Parkins and Spiegel on their show, as he is once a week, right around 2:30 or so. And Nico Horner saying that PCA has freakish tools.
Yeah, our lockers are next to each other in spring training. So I've been around him a decent amount now, and just a guy who I think obviously pretty clear just in the highlights and stuff, but just a, you know, freakish athleticism and the energy level is really exciting to have around. I think that's a big way you can impact the group, just with us being a spark, and but it also just a nice combination of confidence in how he carries himself, but also wanting to learn, which is kind of all you can ask for, because you know, you don't want someone that's just turning themselves over and is like, oh, what can I do? And just trying to please people, because that's never going to work. But, you know, he's here to listen and to work on his game. And he knows he brings some pretty special skills to the table, but also has a lot to learn. And that's a good combo.
Nico Horner on with Parkins and Spiegel talking about Pete Crow Armstrong. And yeah, I mean, that's some good stuff. And it is interesting that down the stretch in a pennant race for the Cubs, that they are bringing up players from the farm system and putting them right into the cycle, that they are being put into key important spots in really important games. And David Ross addressed that today. He was on with Bernstein and Holmes today. And coming up next, I thought David Ross gave an outstanding, almost got goosebumps, answer in regards to the kids that have come up for the Cubs. I'm Mark Rohde. That is coming up next. We're also going to take your calls, 312-644-6767. I promise we will get to that next as well on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
All right. Couple of text messages. I'm not blocking you. 312-644-6767. I mentioned that because when I took over the seat here at The Score in our downtown studios, it just says, with a smiley face next to it, phone number has been blocked for sending messages to the 312-644-6767. So they'll see if anything's blockable here. 630, I hope PCA hits for the cycle tonight. Chicago needs a hero. Block that guy. Chicago does not need a hero. Yeah, it'd be great. If he's good, that'd be great. He is. PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, starting in center field for the Bears. For the Cubs tonight in Colorado, a game which you can hear starting at 7:05 right here on 670 The Score. Is Zach doing pregame tonight?
Gabe's doing pregame tonight.
Oh, Gabe's back in. Gabe Ramirez will be in studio, so I'll get to see my guy, Gabe. And then Zach's doing the play-by-play along with Ron Coomer. So that'll be excellent. To batting eighth, playing center field tonight. And I just love the way PCA bounced around last night. Just came pinch runner. He's going on the hit and run, and then he tries to steal third. Ah, darn it, I'm out. And then he lays down a beautiful bunt, just PCA bouncing around all over the place. I just absolutely loved it. Talked a little bit about Tariq Cohen because he, according to Brad Biggs of the Tribune, had a tryout with Carolina where Chris Tabor is the special teams coach. And, of course, Tabor helped to develop Tariq Cohen when he was the special teams coach of the Chicago Bears. And like a lot of special teams coaches, Tariq Cohen or Chris Tabor, great guy. He is. I mean, they tend to just be very happy, enthusiastic people, do special teams head coaches or coordinators throughout the league. And something on him, there was a texter that was saying that, oh, here it is from the 630. Cohen had a horrifically sad family life. There was an athletic piece on him, rooting hard for him. Yeah, no, he certainly has. And I would concur. Yes, I root for Tariq Cohen. Just think he might owe the Bears a little something in terms of playing. You know, I mean,
3 years, $17 million. I understand this you earned that in the NFL, but never played again. So, but he is at large, and yes, the Bears could bring him in for a tryout if they'd like. But hey, they've got their punt returner, at least the guy that is capable of catching the balls. Bears are soft, right? Can you imagine one guy in the locker room who would address this as not acceptable, an Olin Krutz type? I don't know if the Bears have that type in the locker room right now. 3-1-2, too bad the Bears' O-line can't block. A lot of those coming in. A lot of those coming in conjunction with the blocks on the text line.
Dump them.
Let's get back to David Ross, because we were talking about, seriously, about PCA and Jordan Wicks and the effect that these guys have made on the roster. And you think, okay, is this really any time to be bringing these guys up? And David Ross was on again today with Bernstein and Holmes, and he was talking about why these guys are here.
We're not developing players right now. We're trying to win games. And Pete's skill set, like I said before, is a real value in these big outfields we're gonna have. Pete will get some at bats. You know, I think he'll come in for defensive purposes at times. You know, gives us the flexibility of having Mike Tauchman to insert him in pitch hit situations like we did last night, and he came through with a big at bat. I think that's just, you know, we've got more roster talent now, and able to implement, you know, Pete's legs, stolen bases. He's got some things he's still got to learn and grow. So there are going to be some growing pains, like we, you know, last night gets thrown out at third, you know, some little things that we got to clean up with him. But, you know, he's an exciting young man out there trying to take advantage of his skill set. And we'll try to curtail that to help us win ball games in the middle of competing night in and night out.
I wonder if he was mad at PCA, just in the baseball sense, last night when he took off for third in that place. Now, I can't imagine that Pete Crow Armstrong did not have some sort of autonomy on the bases that he was, you know, blowing through the proverbial stop sign in that case, and or if that was a situation where they wanted that. But I would guess at least the public answer on that would be that, you know, we don't want to take the hustle out of this guy. I mean, I remember the one thing that sort of resonated with me when Jed Hoyer was on the station recently talking about him, saying basically, you know, the stop running into walls. And there's a brick wall here at Wrigley Field. You will get hurt if you continue to do the things or play the way you have in the minor leagues, which is great, obviously. You want to see a guy who wants to cover every inch of center field. And you want a guy who thinks that he can steal second, third, and home as well. But maybe he's not Billy Hamilton. God, that guy was such a terror when he was in his prime with the Reds, and he'd just steal every base against the Cubs, and there was nothing anybody could do about it. But, yeah, I wonder if that just knowing the defensive side, if that exists offensively for him, if that truly was something that they needed to clean up, as David Ross said within that. But I know he wasn't necessarily saying, yeah, we had to call him into the office and you don't steal third. I'm curious. I'm genuinely curious if he thought that was a good baseball play. The part that I really like about it, though, that seriously, it did kind of give me goosebumps when I heard it live, and David Ross saying, we're not developing players, we're looking for wins. Or maybe we're not looking to develop players right now, we're looking for wins. And it just reminded me again of how precious it is. And I guess we could just say in our Chicago baseball world, when you are in a pennant race and you get to hear all the winning stuff now, like there's no longer that, why isn't he doing this? They're doing it. That every option is open. And yeah, they're bringing in these young players, but if they're not going to produce, they're the hell out of here, and you can go home for the rest of the year. We'll talk to you during spring training. And so it's just reassuring again, and I didn't need the reassurance, but it's just always unbelievable to hear the manager in this unlikely season, I might add, David Ross, saying, this is about winning right now. Yeah, we'll tighten things up, as he said. We'll clean things up with PCA, which may have just been them saying, hey, if you're going to steal in that situation, because I can't imagine that they would tell him, no, we don't want you to do that. But I can imagine them saying, like just technique wise, like you got you if you're going to steal third in that case, you better absolutely know that you're going to make it. You better have such a good read on that pitcher, or know that the next pitch is going to be a breaking. But you better pick the absolute premium pitch on which to run. That's the way I would handle it if we were going to go the route of, you know, that whether he should have even stolen the base or attempted to steal the base, or did he just do it incorrectly? 312-644-6767. Got a couple more Ross that I want to get to, but I do want to get to your calls and thank you for the patience of Bob in Arlington Heights, that is. Hello, Bob.
Mark, hey, it's good to hear you again. It was really good hearing you on Midnight. You know, I know you probably don't like this idea, but man, it'd be good to have you on five nights a week like that, but I'm sure that's not going to fit Mark's lifestyle.
I'll be honest with you. If I could handle it, if I had felt like I wouldn't become very unhealthy, I would love to do it because I love doing it. It was very fun, and it can be, it was a little bit difficult, monumental at first, is because of Les Grobstein and the fact that 5 hour solo is difficult. But once you get the rhythm, there's a certain rhythm that carries you in the overnight, unlike any other day part.
I had to say, after the Bears game Sunday, you know, it was one of those days where we really miss Les.
Oh yeah, yeah,
he must. Back to today. How many more games is Quas gonna jump? It's a good thing I'm an old man because he's making me old.
Yeah. Yep. No, there's no doubt about it that there's a couple of guys. Well, really, there's a few guys that have been starting to look shaky that, you know, like Mark Leiter, who seemed like a savior out of the bullpen in the first half of the year because he could get everybody out. Daniel Palencia. Valencia. That's, I only laugh because that is Dan Bernstein's guy, and I will connect those dots for you here momentarily, because David Ross was challenged, we'll just say, by Dan Bernstein today on that pitcher and his abilities out of the bullpen. But yeah, at this point, and hey, it's always fair game. Fair game is the right way to put it, but any bullpen loss sucks. But when it's a pennant race and it's day to day and they get really loud, that's why that series in Cincinnati seemed like a terror when in back-to-back games they were walked off. And one of those was Mark Leiter, wasn't it? Was the other Palencia? Or no, Alzolay was out by then. Alzolay had had his own issues blowing games before he got hurt, but he's back now. There hasn't been a setback, has there? I mean, he's good to go. So that is a good thing for the Cubs as well. But yeah, no, to the point of the call, there have been issues with the bullpen with a few guys, and we shall see. Again, Javier Saad gets the ball to start for the Cubs tonight. 312-644-6767. Am I one or two here, Leo? Line one or line two? Okay. One's a Bears, one's a Cubs. We got some Cubs momentum going. I'll take them both, but I like how you put that. You put it back on me. You said, one's Cubs, two's Bears. All right, I'm closing my eyes. Who's this? John? I had to open my eyes.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah. Hey, John, how are you?
Good. So I'm not so sure. Well, I'm not as confident as you are in Jordan Wicks.
I just like what I've seen so far.
Well, that's the thing. I haven't. Like, first of all, Keith Law, some of the other guys weren't really high in him because, you know, they didn't think he had, you know, top rotation stuff. He's like one of those high floor, low ceiling guys, and I get it because he's eating innings right now, and I think it's really, really important. But at the same time, with two Leafs left in the season, I think you need more than an innings eater. You need somebody with the potential to dominate. I'd rather see like a Cade Horton up here. I mean, Wicks pitched, what, 6-7 innings last time, struck one guy out, gave up 10 hits, has given up a lot of hard contact. I'm not in love with what I've seen so far.
Wow, okay, all right, man. Hey, that's cool. That's really putting them under the microscope right now. I mean, that is tough. Right there. It's true. Jordan Wicks, The one thing that is disappointing about him is that he's not a super velocity guy. So, yeah, he depends on painting a little, like he was last night. And I got no problem with people not being high on Jordan Wicks. If that's what you're projecting, that's what you're projecting. And if that's what Keith Law said or what people were saying, and that's fine. I mean, he's a first-round pick for the Cubs, and he has looked the part since he's been up. He has not been an innings eater. It could get to that point, and I don't look at, like, if we're really going to start projecting, this is not necessarily what I meant to do with Jordan Wicks tonight. If we're really projecting, I'm not projecting that he's a one or a two, maybe a three, maybe a two, maybe a two. Maybe that's what a two looks like. But that, like, just off the top of my head, I'm not saying that this guy is going to be an ace, but he's actually given you exactly what you needed in the midst of what seemed like a really shaky situation with your starting pitching. I mean, I don't even remember the other guy that he brought up that he said that they should look at. I mean, if there's a better option and the Cubs are missing out on it, then yeah, of course, shame on them. But it seems to me that they picked a pretty good option in the midst of what's going on with Marcus Stroman. And I mean, because I was thinking about this, and I'm sure you have too if you're a Cubs fan. Could you imagine if you did have prime Marcus Stroman, the Marcus Stroman before he got injured, and I know the few starts right before he got down, he was like starting to, like, he was bad, but throughout most of the year, you know, he was dominant. So if you could, like, all of a sudden, and with Kyle Hendricks coming back from his injury, which I think a lot of us did not expect, all of a sudden, with Stroman and legitimate Justin Steele and legitimate Kyle Hendricks, all of a sudden, you have what I couldn't put together at the beginning of the season. You have yourself a really good 1-2-3 for the playoffs. Now, the Stroman thing obviously affect Jordan Wicks coming up? It definitely had an effect, but it's still very possible that Wicks could have come up anyway. And hey, it's still not completely out of the question that Stroman will return. As a matter of fact, Ross talked about him a little bit and said, you know, did not rule out the possibility that David Ross could pitch for the Cubs this year. There really wasn't more or less than that. So take that for what it is, but it's not completely out of the question. But all of a sudden, man, we've got three arms that are legitimate. We've got three arms that could win you playoff games, man. That's what they would have had if Marcus Stroman would have stayed healthy. So the fact that Jordan Wicks has done what he has done in his starts has been really amazing. Really amazing to come up here and have the poise that he has had. And as I said, pitch and looks. Looks like an adult. He looks kind of old. He looks like a 31-year-old out there. But looks and pitches like an adult. What a boost. What a boost this guy has been. Got to take a break. When we come back, I guess I got to take the Bears call. If the Bears caller is patient enough to hold on through the break, I will transition to the Bears call next here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
I wonder if Brian Onora is okay. Brian Onora was the home plate umpire last night in the Cubs-Colorado game. And it was really weird. Early in the game, if you missed it, after like a strike call, I don't remember who was up, quite frankly, because there was such a long delay. But Brian Onora, the home plate umpire, just takes the mask off and kind of trots over into the dugout. Ducks below, and never did return. Brian Onora never did come back. And it felt like almost innocuous at first because you just think lots of things. And I've covered enough baseball and football on the sidelines, up close and personal, to know that sometimes you got to go. Sometimes you got to go. And sometimes they do it more publicly than others. Trust me. And so I thought that could have been what happened, that you just had to go. But he's like, no, he's not coming back. he's not coming back out here. And then, of course, you start to think, oh, man, I hope something really bad didn't happen. And I still don't know. I don't know if there's been an answer to – I heard Ross on earlier, and he said he didn't know. Didn't know what happened. It didn't sound like Ross was terribly worried about it. So maybe he did know, and maybe he did know that it was nothing but something that they didn't necessarily want to share. But I wasn't worried because he jogged off. You know what I mean? Like, so he wasn't in the midst of having like a heart attack or something like that. I mean, that's at least where my brain went. But he never returned. There was about a 15 to 20 minute delay in the game. And I was surprised that there wasn't more like reporting on that and what happened and where he is, unless I have missed something. I hope Brian Onora is okay. So shout out to him. One other thing from that game. I wasn't crazy last night, right? And maybe I'm like behind on this because I've been so Bears. There was a Steve Bartman lookalike in the front row at Coors Field last night, right? That's what I was seeing. I wasn't crazy. I mean, I was kind of just like laying down on the couch, watching the game, flipping around on the commercials. I saw that, right, Leo?
Yeah, he was there, like right behind home plate. Yeah,
the lookalike wasn't him.
No, but it was like a costume.
Yeah,
and definitely on purpose. Yeah,
I'm trying to think about the reason. Like, that's a weird place for that to pop up. I mean, we're not in. Halloween season started? I mean, Halloween's a big deal in
this
city.
You can get like decorations out at the stores now. Stuff.
Yeah,
out,
do you think people are starting
people
to
are
act out?
That, yeah.
Yeah, people. It's the
you start
acting
planning
out.
Your costume early.
Yeah, I was like, are my eyes deceiving me? And I don't think anybody on Marquee ever mentioned it. And I guess I can't blame them for that, because it just like obviously that's just a big bleep you to Cubs fans to see somebody dressed up like Steve Bartman. So I actually would have preferred that it was acknowledged. Just to, even if it was in a nasty way, like even if they took a shot at the guy. But, and maybe they did. Maybe at some point in time it was acknowledged. I don't know. In pre or, or post, maybe, or in, you know, didn't watch every second of the game. So, but anyway, I don't know. So, but you backed me up on that. That was definitely happening. Okay. 312-644-6767. Promised I would take the Bears call. And, John, you have the patience of a mensch.
Well, you know, I got to drive to and from work for 45 minutes, and you guys sure make that drive a lot more enjoyable through every day of the week. So thank you guys for having this radio show. And I listen to Mully and Handley in the morning, and I listen to you guys on the way back home. So I know I had a Bears question, but I'm going to shift gears since you're talking Cubs. And I'm going to more or less give a big shout out to the Cubs fan organization for sending my daughter a signed baseball by Ian Happ. And a big shout out to the Anthony Rizzo Foundation for offering to pay our mortgage next month. My daughter was diagnosed with ALL, and we've been back and forth from Riley or Lurie's up there in Chicago, and she's doing good. And I couldn't be more thankful for the Cubs. And I know Anthony Rizzo don't play for the Cubs anymore, but his foundation and doing that for us. My wife just called and told me about it, so I decided to just give them a big shout out. We couldn't be more thankful.
Wow. That is. So, what's her name and how old is she, John?
Her name's Jessa Vuko, and she's 9 years old.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. The whole thing. That's a beautiful name as well. Thanks, John. I appreciate that. Yeah, and you got your message out there, man. That's 50,000 watts right there. So I'm glad that's we accept that wholeheartedly, man.
Thank you.
You got it, John. Yeah.
All right. Bye.
All right. Take care, man. Be well. Did not know the call was going to go in that direction, but it truly is heartbreaking and heartening to hear that, like the emotions of that, like all of a sudden just taking that sharp turn. And man, that hits me too. I don't have kids, but as I get older and I have nieces and nephews, like that, like people who are innocent and can't protect themselves. And I live right near Lurie as well, so I see it. I see it a lot, you know, see those kids. So I do appreciate that. I do have to say, though, now I'm glad, actually, I didn't go after him for the Mully and Hanley thing. Now he gets a complete pass for that. No, he meant Mully and Haw. And Mully and Hanley was also a great show. So it's not like he said a dirty word. Brian Hanley is a welcome, big-time name. He is a cornerstone of the Score. So you didn't say anything bad. That's for sure. It was just it probably needed to be corrected because we want to keep this is Haw. We always want to keep Haw happy. That is something that is absolutely necessary. Do we have time to do to hear the Brisker really quickly? Let's play Jaquan Brisker. I just want to give my 2 cents on this from Jaquan Brisker, who was talking about the fans booing. He was on with Bernstein and Holmes. We have so many Bears players that I try to keep track of it all in my head, but he was on with Bernstein and Holmes today. Here he is.
I could understand, so don't get me wrong when I say this, or don't take it the wrong way. I understand, you know, the boos with the refs, you know, if they make a call or bad call, things like that at home. Maybe a certain play call on offense or whatever. But, like, the booing early, maybe, like, the first, second, third, like, the game's not over. You know, that's tough. You know, the Bears fans should have our back a lot more and be more patient. You know, they came out to see us win. And we see teams, you know, across the league, you know, last year, you know, years ago. The game's never over till it hits zero. So I feel like, you know, we got booed, you know, very early, which the game wasn't over. We still were in it. We got booed, and then next thing you know, we scored. So it's just like, you know, if they just, you know, be a little bit more patient, just a lot more patient with us and just have our back, you know, just have our back until it says zero. And then maybe I understand at the end, or maybe certain calls in the game, you know, with the refs, you know, things like that. You know, fans going to have just certain boos, but not booing all the time or, you know, just most of the game.
This is a time where I absolutely see it from both sides. I see it from both sides. And from the player side, booing sucks. It's gotta hurt like hell. Especially if it's like an individual. That's not necessarily what Brisker is talking about here. But that's soul-crushing when they hear that. So I actually understand where the players are coming from when they hear that. I mean, it hurts, and it probably affects their play negatively if there's any other way. But from the fans' perspective, Bears fans have been tortured by expectations. Tortured by expectations. The last time we had a similar predicament was in 2019. The Bears opened against the Packers, and they were booing Mitch Trubisky in the first quarter of the game. And it was same, but even more worthy that year, because this was supposed to be Trubisky 2.0, level 200 courses. And the offense was just... Blah. And I don't have to tell you all the things that were on the line heading into this game again. Jordan Love, 9-game losing streak against the Packers. No Aaron Rodgers. Oh, it's the Packers to start the season. So there were many reasons for this game as well why fans were extra emotional and you were allowed to boo. So I hope you understand where I'm coming from on that. Been a fun show today. For an hour. Thanks to Leo Stotterher for producing the show. I see my guy Gabe Ramirez back there. He's coming in to do pre and post game for the Cubs game, which is next. Zach Zaidman and Ron Coomer will have the call, but Gabe will be here for 7:05 pregame. First pitch is at 7:40. That means I gotta go. I'm Mark Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Talk to you later.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system,
It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Score.
Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
I wonder if Brian Onora is okay. Brian Onora was the home plate umpire last night in the Cubs-Colorado game. And it was really weird early in the game, if you missed it. After like a strike call, I don't remember who was up, quite frankly, because there was such a long delay. But Brian Onora, the home plate umpire, just takes the mask off and kind of trots over into the dugout, ducks below, and never did return. Never. Brian Onora never did come back. And it felt like a... almost innocuous at first, because you just think lots of things. And I've covered enough baseball and football on the sidelines, up close and personal, to know that sometimes you got to go. Sometimes you got to go. And sometimes they do it more publicly than others. Trust me. And so I thought that could have been what happened, that you just had to go. But he's like, no, he's not coming back. He's not coming back out here. And then, of course, you start to... think, oh man, I hope something really bad didn't happen. And I still don't know. I don't know if there's been an answer to... I heard Ross on earlier, and he said he didn't know. Didn't know what happened. It didn't sound like Ross was terribly worried about it, so maybe he did know, and maybe he did know that it was nothing, but something that they didn't necessarily want to share. But I wasn't worried because he jogged off. You know what I mean? Like, so he wasn't in the midst of having like a heart attack or something like that. I mean, that's at least where my brain went, but he never returned. There was about a 15 to 20 minute delay in the game, and I was surprised that there wasn't more like reporting on that and what happened and where he is, unless I have missed something. I hope Brian Onora is okay. So shout out to him. One other thing from that game, I wasn't crazy last night, right? And maybe I'm like behind on this because I've been so Bears. There was a Steve Bartman lookalike in the front row at Coors Field last night, right? That's what I was seeing. I wasn't crazy. I mean, I was kind of just like laying down on the couch, watching the game, flipping around on the commercials. I saw that, right, Leo?
Yeah, he was there, like right behind home plate, yeah.
The lookalike. It wasn't him.
No, but it was like a costume.
Yeah.
And definitely on purpose, yeah.
I'm trying to think about the reason. Like, that's a weird place for that to pop up. I mean, we're not in... Halloween season started? I mean, Halloween's a big deal in
the
city.
You can get, like, decorations out at the stores now, stuff's
yeah,
out.
Yeah, do you think people are starting
people
to
are
act
out? That, yeah.
Yeah, people, it's the
you
acting
out. Start planning
out.
Your costume early.
Yeah, I was like, are my eyes deceiving me? And I don't think anybody on Marquee ever mentioned it, and I guess I can't blame them for that. Because it just, like, obviously, that's just a big bleep you to Cubs fans to see somebody dressed up like Steve Bartman. So I get, but I actually would have preferred that it was acknowledged. Just to, even if it was in a nasty way, like even if they took a shot at the guy. But, and maybe they did. Maybe at some point in time it was acknowledged. I don't know. In pre or post, maybe, or in, you know, I didn't watch every second of the game. So, but anyway, I don't know. So, but you backed me up on that. That was definitely happening. Okay. 312 644 6767. Promised I would take the Bears call. And John, you have the patience of a mensch.
Well, you know, I drive to and from work for 45 minutes, and you guys sure make that drive a lot more enjoyable through every day of the week. So thank you guys for having this radio show. And I listen to Molly and Handley in the morning, and I listen to you guys on the way back home. So I know I had a Bears question, but I'm going to shift gears since you're talking Cubs. And I'm going to more or less give a big shout-out to the Cubs fan organization for sending my daughter a signed baseball by Ian Happ. And a big shout-out to the Anthony Rizzo Foundation for offering to pay our mortgage next month. My daughter was diagnosed with ALL, and we've been back and forth from Riley or Lurie's up there in Chicago, and she's doing good. And I couldn't be more thankful for the Cubs. And I know Anthony Rizzo don't play for the Cubs anymore, but his foundation and doing that for us, I wasn't gonna. My wife just called and told me about it, so I decided to just give them a big shout-out. We couldn't be more thankful.
Wow, that is. So, what's her name and how old is she, John?
Her name's Jessa Vuko, and she's 9 years old.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. The whole thing. That's a beautiful name as well. Thanks, John. I appreciate that. Yeah, and you got your message out there, man. That's 50,000 watts right there. So I'm glad that's we accept that wholeheartedly, man.
Thank you.
You got it, John. Yeah.
All right. Bye.
All right. Take care, man. Be well. Did not know the call was going to go in that direction, but it truly is heartbreaking and heartening to hear that, like the emotions of that, like all of a sudden just taking that sharp turn. And man, that hits me too. I don't have kids, but as I get older and I have nieces and nephews, like that, like people who are innocent and can't protect themselves. And I live right near Lurie as well, so I see it. I see it a lot, you know. See those kids. So I do appreciate that. I do have to say though, now I'm glad actually I didn't go after him for the Mully and Handley thing. Now he gets a complete pass for that. No, he meant Mully and Haw, and Mully and Handley was also a great show. So it's not like he said a dirty word. Brian Handley is a welcome big time name. He is a cornerstone of the Score. So you didn't say anything bad. That's for sure. It was just it probably needed to be corrected because we want to keep this is Haw. We always want to keep Haw happy. That is something that is absolutely necessary. Do we have time to do to hear the Brisker really quickly? Let's play Jaquan Brisker. I just want to give my 2 cents on this from Jaquan Brisker, who was talking about the fans booing. He was on with Bernstein and Holmes. We have so many Bears players that I try to keep track of it all in my head, but he was on with Bernstein and Holmes today. Here he is.
I could understand, so don't get me wrong when I say this, or don't take it the wrong way. I understand, you know, the boos with the refs, you know, if they make a call or bad call, things like that at home. Maybe a certain play call on offense or whatever. But, like, the booing early, maybe, like, the first, second, third, like, the game's not but over. You know, that's tough. You know, the Bears fans should have our back a lot more and be more patient. You know, they came out to see us win. And we see teams, you know, across the league, you know, last year, you know, years ago. The game's never over till it hits zero. So I feel like, you know, we got booed, you know, very early, which the game wasn't over. We still were in it. We got booed, and then next thing you know, we scored. So it's just like, you know, if they just, you know, be a little bit more patient, just a lot more patient with us and just have our back, you know, just have our back until it's a zero. And then maybe I understand at the end, or maybe certain calls in the game, you know, with the refs, you know, things like that, you know, fans going to have their certain boos, but not booing all the time or, you know, just most of the game.
This is a time where I absolutely see it from both sides. I see it from both sides. And from the player side, booing sucks. It's got to hurt like hell. Especially if it's like an individual. That's not necessarily what Brisker is talking about here. But that's soul-crushing when they hear that. So I actually understand where the players are coming from when they hear that. I mean, it hurts, and it probably affects their play negatively if there's any other way. But from the fans' perspective, Bears fans have been tortured by expectations. Tortured by expectations. The last time we had a similar predicament was in 2019. The Bears opened against the Packers, and they were booing Mitch Trubisky in the first quarter of the game. And it was same, but even more worthy that year, because this was supposed to be Trubisky 2.0, level 200 courses. And the offense was just... Oh. And I don't have to tell you all the things that were on the line heading into this game again. Jordan Love, 9-game losing streak against the Packers. No Aaron Rodgers. Oh, it's the Packers to start the season. So there were many reasons for this game as well why fans were extra emotional and you were allowed to boo. So I hope you understand where I'm coming from on that. Been a fun show today for an hour. Thanks to Leo Stotterher for producing the show. I see my guy Gabe Ramirez back there. He's coming in to do pre and post game for the Cubs game, which is next. Zach Zaidman and Ron Coomer will have the call, but Gabe will be here for 7:05 pregame. First pitch is at 7:40. That means I gotta go. I'm Mark Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Talk to you later.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.